Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name's Maysoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
My name is Rico Mosley.
Hi, Rico. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am. I've just been transferred over to you. He said he was going to ask me some questions. And we should be on the phone.
Yes. Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, ma'am, not yet.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spring roundup?
Yes, I was.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And you said this was for yourself?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you know which type of non-Hodgkin's, which subtype? Was it a B cell or a T cell?
It was a B cell.
Okay. The diffuse large B cell lymphoma?
Yes, ma'am.
And when were you diagnosed?
Diagnosed June 12, 2019.
June 10th, 2018?
No, June 20th, 2019.
Oh, 20th, 2019. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
I was 32.
Okay. And where were you spraying the Roundup? Was it at home or for work?
It was at home, residential. Killed the weeds around my house.
And can I get that home address where you were spraying it?
At that time, I was spraying it in between Virginia Beach. It was my grandmother's house and my house in Newport News, so it was two locations. But I would use my location. It was 117 Jennison Lane, Newport News, Virginia.
That was 117. Was it Jefferson Road?
No, Genesis. Genesis. J-E-N-N-E-S-S. Oh. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Genesis.
Lane.
Okay. And was there anyone else in the household who was affected by the Roundup as well?
No, ma'am, just me.
And how many years were you spraying Roundup for?
I'd say about 10 years.
Would you say you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
I can't say it was 10 days or more, no. No, I can't say it was 10 days or more, no. It was very often, though, because I cut my grass, like, twice a week. So,
So throughout your whole lifetime? So throughout your whole lifetime, would you say that you've sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days from?
Yeah, I sprayed it a lot, so I just say that much. Between my property and helping my grandmother out, managing her property, I sprayed it over there and cut her grass and stuff. So, yes.
And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to list off a few other illnesses as well. You can just say yes or no if this applies to you, okay? Right, there's
All right.
organ transplant, HIV/AIDS,
No, ma'am.
autoimmune disease, hepatitis B,
No, ma'am.
Hepatitis C, Epstein-Barr.
No, ma'am.
Arthritis, lupus, or diabetes?
No, ma'am.
Any family cancer history or cancer requiring chemo besides non-Hodgkin's?
No, ma'am.
Right. And then I have your first name spelled R-I-C-O. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Last name M-O-S-L-E-Y?
Yes, ma'am.
And can you confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Thank you. Are you married?
No, ma'am. I'm married.
Right. And what is your date of birth?
May 20th, 1987.
And what is your social?
The full social and the last four.
The full social is preferred, but you can do the last four.
Oh, well, it's 230414280.
That was, well, I got 220414 and then.
No, it's 230. No, it's fine. It's 230414280.
Okay. Right. And how did you first learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
I saw an ad on TV. So I started applying online.
And was it recent? Was it this year? Was it around the same time where you were diagnosed?
No, it was just recent.
I'm sorry?
I said, no, ma'am, it was just recent.
Oh, okay. So this year?
Yes, ma'am.
Right. And what is your height and weight?
I'm 5'10", and I weigh 230 pounds.
230. And what is your email?
Rico Mosley 687@gmail.com.
Thank you. And then is this the main cell phone number to reach you at?
Yes, ma'am.
Right. And how many times per month would you say you sprayed Roundup?
Well over 8 or 9 times, or 5 or 6 times. It was five.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 5. And did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before you were diagnosed?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you know what year you first started spraying Roundup?
I started using Roundup. I want to say this is started in like 2008 using Roundup.
And what year did you stop?
2018. 2018. So yeah, it was about 10 years I was using it.
Okay. Were you using any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
No.
No. And you said it was residential?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And what state were you using the Roundup in?
Virginia.
Right. And then how many exposures to Roundup do you think you've had in your lifetime? Just a rough estimate.
Exposures like what? Skin or what are we going with the exposure thing?
How many times have you sprayed it?
Oh, shit. Man, I'm just giving you a good answer. Well over probably 1,000 times.
You said well over 1,000?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you get your water from a well?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, Agent Orange or benzene?
No, ma'am.
And what type of Roundup were you using? Was it concentrate or premix?
I had to mix it with water, so I believe that was concentrate.
And where were you purchasing the Roundup from?
Home Depot.
Do you have any receipts or empty bottles at all?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And have you ever smoked?
No, ma'am. Not smoking.
Are you currently employed?
Yes, ma'am.
What is your current job title?
Operator. Equipment operator.
And your current employer?
I'm a union worker with the local 70 union.
It was, you said local?
Yeah, local 70 union.
Okay. Do you have an employer address I could put down?
I will have to email it to you. I don't have it on top of my head. They're based out of Maryland and Roanoke, Virginia. Well, you know, Maryland, but Roanoke, Virginia, and Maryland.
Okay. And have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Yeah, I lost a lot of work.
How much time would you say?
Oh, come on. I'm doing the treatment for. I was in the hospital. I was hospitalized for 8 days, and then, you know, the treatment. So it was probably I want to say more than 90 days, less than 90 days, somewhere in that standpoint. Somewhere in that standpoint.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And have you ever been in the military?
No, ma'am. Never been in the military.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuit?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy, disability, or workers' compensation?
No, ma'am.
And other than any minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No, ma'am.
Right. Do you have any medical records that could show your diagnosis?
They're with my doctor.
Okay. And you know that your doctor has them?
Yes.
And can I get your doctor's name or the treating hospital?
Yes, it was It was at Riverside Regional Medical Center. The address is 500 J. Clyde Morris Boulevard, Newport News, Virginia. My doctor name is Dr. William Irvin Jr.
Okay. That was William Irwin or Irvin?
Irvin, R-I-V-I-N.
Okay.
Julia.
And when were you last treated?
I've been cancer free August 2021. My last treatment day, I was talking my head. I had to talk to my doctor.
Or I could just put it was around 2019. Or.
Yeah, I mean, you could say 2020.
2020?
Yeah.
And for the treatment, was it chemo, radiation, or both?
No, it was just chemo. Well, yeah, I would say both chemo and radiation.
Okay. And how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
That's an understatement, man. It's the same.
Yeah. Would you say some mental and physical hardships?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Plus, you know, having to pay all the medical bills back myself, like that. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. And what is your current home address?
117 Genesis Lane.
Oh, that's your current one?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
Oh, no, ma'am, because I'm always accessible.
Okay. And are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Then I'm going to send these over to you. You'll receive it as a text link and an email link, whichever one's easier to open up.
Okay.
I just wanted to confirm your information really quickly before I submit it. Okay. I just sent it through. Oh. Actually, there seems to be a little issue on my end. Can I put you on a brief hold while I figure that out?
No problem.
Okay, thank you.